was Iran striking Israel with drones and missiles from their own soil. I think this is the first time ever a direct strike on Israel from Iranian soil. We'll find that out. Joining us now, our guy overseas, always a good time, talking with Jonathan Savage. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Mike.
So is that right? I think it was the first time that I remember reading that Iran attacking directly Israel from their own soil.
Yeah, that's right. Direct strikes on Israeli territory from Iran. The attack didn't just come from Iran. It came from multiple direct directions. As we've discussed, Iran has proxy militias in a number of other countries. So there are projectiles fired from Iraq, Yemen, and Syria as well. More than 330 drones and missiles, all in all, being fired on Israel as a result of this attack by Iran. But despite the scale of the attack, it did have a limited impact. We're told 99% of the barrage was intercepted. There is reported damage to an Israeli airbase. There is only one reported casualty. That was a girl who was wounded in southern Israel. But despite that, this was a much bigger assault than was expected. And there is great concern that the Middle East could fall into the abyss of all-out conflict.
Yeah, and we're on the precipice of that. In the next days, are going to. I mean, I can imagine the diplomats are just packing their bags. They were probably already, because this was. People had talked about Iran striking Israel for a couple of days. This was almost telegraphed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was telegraphed. And I think you can kind of read into that Iran is almost wanting to draw a line under the issue. It says it's only going to strike Israel again if Israel responds. This all started when an airstrike hit Iran's consulate in Syria, killing a number of people, including two very senior military commanders. Iran said it would respond. This was the response, and Israel appears to have thwarted it.
So now what's Israel's thing? They get together, they talk about, okay, is there a retaliation, or are they going to just go like, okay, well, it didn't bother us any, we got you. I don't know, what are they going to do?
Yeah, Israel says Iran's going to bear the consequences for its actions, which suggests that it will do something in response. But at the same time, the international community, including the U.S., is trying to talk Israel down quite significantly here. President Biden talking to Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, saying that they need to think very strategically and very carefully about their next move. The U.S. government says it's giving Israel ironclad support to defend itself, but in return, it wants Israel to show restraint and prevent the region from sliding into that abyss.
And, I mean, obviously, Israel, is they understand the full weight of any sort of reaction. Oh, man. And they're already, focused on the Hamas deal. So, Is there a possibility of them being stretched real thin? Here's what I'm talking about is, will Iran's allies join in on this? I mean, they sort of already did, but if this escalates, I mean, obviously they're going to join in. Are they trying to cool the situation?
Iran's allies certainly leapt to Israel's defense. So this was expected, this attack from Iran. And Israel's allies, as I said, leapt to their defense. The U.S., the U.K., France, Jordan, all involved in protecting Israel from this 330 projectile assault. But what the U.S. has said to Israel very clearly is the U.S. is not going to get involved in any direct attacks on Iran. The U.S. has told Iran this. Iran has almost said that's a red line for them. The U.S. has told Iran that a red line for the United States is that Iran doesn't attack any U.S. military bases. So the United States and the other Israeli allies trying to stay out of this on an offensive level, but maintaining that offer of ironclad protection for Israel and its defense.
Jonathan Savage with us talking about the attacks on Israel over the weekend. All right, what should we look for today?
today. Let's look to see whether there's any more word coming out of Israel about what they intend to do next, because they are suggesting they're going to respond in some way. We're getting comments from leaders around the world urging Israel to avoid escalation. People saying, look, Israel, you have won this quarrel. You managed to thwart the attack. Stand down. Focus on matters more immediately at hand. So let's see what Israel does.
And if they, is there any sort of non-military retaliation they could do? Is it some kind of sanctions or something like that?
Israel's urged its allies to enact more sanctions against Iran, and that has actually started. There's been some further talk among the British government, the British Foreign Secretary saying they're going to be considering sanctioning Iran. They're also talking about the possibility of proscribing Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. That's something which is up for discussion. So we might see some more sort of non-military responses to Iran, and the U.S., the United Nations, of course, is also going to be discussing it.
All right. Jonathan Savage overseas, our guy watching this whole situation. Man, oh, man, we could be talking to you again later this show, the way things unfold. You know, Jonathan, we appreciate your time. Thanks, buddy.
You got my number. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. And that's that. We're so close to things. And I think Israel gets that. So close to this just exploding into all-out Mideast war. We walk the precipice, so to speak. And, you know, it's easy for us to... It's like we're pointing it out to all the players. You know, you're walking the precipice of it all. Yeah, they get it. They get it. 1320 WILS, Mike Austin, back in a minute.